This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It wouldn't be an economic data dump without new inflation numbers. A key measure of inflation called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index from the Commerce Department was up 0.6% in October. That's the monthly increase. Compared to October of last year, prices are up 5%, and that's the fastest pace of growth in more than 30 years. Now, having an official number to gauge inflation is helpful, but what about how people are feeling about their spending power on the cusp of a pretty big shopping weekend? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
It's part of Liz Young's job to track these economic data from the government. She's head of investment strategy at SoFi. She's also getting ready for Thanksgiving at her place in downtown Manhattan.
I tried to order a turkey and it was going to be over $100. That was a raw turkey, not even cooked. So that was just to get one in my apartment.
Government data show the price of food as a whole has risen 4.8% since last year.
On the bright side, wage inflation has also gone up. So it's a little bit easier to absorb from that perspective.
The Department of Commerce says personal spending rose 1.3% in October. Dan Sickle, a former Federal Reserve Board staffer who now teaches economics at Wellesley College, says it's because the supply chain's working out some kinks.
There was a much bigger than expected accumulation of inventories by businesses suggesting that they're able to get goods. Because if they can get goods on the shelves, then people can start buying them.
And people are using their savings to do it. Eric Friedman with U.S. Bank Asset Management Group says people were putting pandemic benefits into savings accounts. Now that that assistance is gone,
will we see people migrate back into the labor force because their stockpile, if you will, of government benefits and other savings is starting to diminish over time? That's going to be the key thing that we focus on to see, again, that next leg of growth, if there is one that follows what we're seeing right now.
He says it appears that consumers will continue to spend for now, but if inflation doesn't decline at the same rate as American savings accounts, it could be a problem for growth. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.